Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the kitab, Shawqi Watan, the yearning for the year after, a cheer for the depressed and a solace for the bereaved. Just to recap quickly for those that may have not known, we started the series, this kitab written by Hazrat Hakimul Ummat Rahmatullahi Alayh, that there was a plague that had broken out early in the 1900s in India, and many people were gone into a depression, many people were gone into anxiety, stress, people lost complete hope. So at that time, Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayh, Hakimul Ummat, he decided to start and do something proactive to bring up the spirits, pick up the spirits of the people. He could see people were getting very sad, depressed, similar to what we're seeing in our times, that people losing hopes, financial problems, marital problems, other problems that come as a result of that plague that was spreading very far and wide. So he had started a series of bayanat and speaking about the desire for the year after, the desire for akhirat and for jannat, and for the hope and the benefit of a person that is going towards akhirat, and increasing the love for people for akhirat. And he noticed a very, very positive response to his bayanat. Now great people, they think very great. So what he decided to do was, he decided to pen down a kitab so that not only people of his time can benefit, if something like this happens in future times, people will have something to turn to, their hopes will increase. And therefore it is hoped that if this type of kitab is read, wherein the hope and the benefits of death and the benefits of getting a plague and the benefits of difficulties that come upon a person, so many different benefits, a person won't be distressed and he won't be anxious. Actually, he'll be happy when these type of conditions come. So just to continue for the sake of keeping this continuity, we'll just do two hadiths today. Very quickly, we started a section yesterday, preferring death over life. We mentioned that in no other person you can speak to besides a Muslim, or no other deen or no other science, will ever find this topic there, preferring death over life. This is unique to Muslims. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam so beautifully had created that desire and that shauk for us, that we give preference to death over life. So Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tuhfatul mu'mini al-mut. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that death is a gift for the believer. Now when a person is such a high stature, so then you'll find that whatever he gives will be according to his maqam. And that person that is Badshah hoke Badshah, the king of all the kings, Shahane Shan, that person of that caliber, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is presenting a gift. And what is that gift? That is maut. So when a person is passing away, we should actually think that this person has got a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a beautiful gift he has got. He's got the best of gifts Allah Pak has given this person, maut. And we won't feel so sad for him, we'll feel sad for ourselves that Allah Pak had given him that gift, we haven't got that gift. An Anasin radiallahu anhu, an Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qala lahu, in hafidhta wasiyyati, fala yakunu shayun ahabba ilayka min al-maut. Anas radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to me, Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu was the khadim of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, personal attendant of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, approximately 10 years, from the age of 9 till the age of 19. So now he's saying that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me this, and he said, if you remember my advice, then nothing will be more beloved to you than maut. And nothing will be more beloved to you than death. Imagine, normally we got that fear and that fright and that worry. Here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling him that if you were to remember my advice, then there ought to be nothing more beloved to you than death. One last hadith, and Anas radiallahu anhu qal Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma shabbahtu khuruj ibn Adam min ad-dunya illa kamithli khuruj as-sabi min batni ummi min dhalika al-ghammi wadh-dhulmati ila ruhi ad-dunya. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I find a man's departure from this world similar to the emergence of an infant from the womb of his mother. He leaves that dark and constricted place and comes to the vastness of this world. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that this is a very similar thing when a man passes away. It's like how the child is born. He left a very constricted, dark place. Nobody wants to go back into the stomach, into the womb of the mother. So like that, when a person goes into akhirat, he doesn't ever want to return back to dunya. He doesn't want to come back. Why? Because now he's seen the beauty and the glamour and the glitz of Jannah and the enjoyments. So that person is in a different world, in a different excitement. Obviously talking about a good person. May Allah Pak make us all from amongst the good people. But this is the desire and excitement that goes through a person's So Ya Rasulullah, just give me as an illustration. It's like how the child came out from that constricted place. So like that, the pious person, when he passes away, the vastness of Akhirat, he never wants to return back. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us that yearning for Akhirat, that loving. Ulama explained that as a person is young, then he should have more fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I mustn't do the wrong things. But as he's getting older and older, day by day, his love for Akhirat and his love to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must increase. One of the friends of Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel Sahib rahmatullah alayhi mentioned to me recently that just a short while before he could pass away, he told one of his satis, he said, "Don't tell this to my family, I'm just telling this to you. If you tell this to my family, they may get worried. I'm just telling it to you that Allah Pak has given me a very nice life. I had a very good life up till now. Now I got a strong desire to meet my Allah. I want to meet my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But please don't tell this to me, I'm just telling this to you that I got a very strong desire to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." So these are the ashiks of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As they get closer and closer, that love and the desire to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases. So this teaches us something also, that maut is such a thing that we should yearn for, we should increase that love for, not something that we are constantly be afraid of. May Allah forgive.